okay. I might cry, but it's okay. So in 3 weeks, seminary will be done. And this chapter of our lives will come to a close. We have boxes in the living room, and we're moving in 2 weeks. We will move again soon, too. I have a broken leg, still broken, but I could say God is good, and whatever, and everything he does is good. I'm one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. How God brought us to TMS. God in his goodness saved me when I was 22 years old, very hopeless. I didn't grow up in the church and had a beautiful son, no husband. But God not only saved me, but he also saved Albert, and we have been married for 20 years. Fast forward, very fast, to 2016. Albert and I were heavily involved in our old church. Albert was serving as an elder, an officer, and a Bible study leader, and working full-time. So he decided to go to his first ShepCon. He came back wanting to go to seminary. So, like always, I help him with everything. So I called, and I said, how do I get my husband started with seminary to get an MDiv? He'll need a bachelor's degree first. Albert was an electrician by trade, so he did that for 20 years. He went to trade school, not college. So on top of our already busy schedule, he added every 8 weeks a class at TMU online. It took Albert 5 years to get to TMS. In the first 2 years here, every summer, he took classes. So he's been going 8.5 years straight. Albert and our son DeMarco actually graduated TMU at the same graduation, but Albert didn't want to walk so that DeMarco could have his own graduation. Just like Tanya Musler, I'm blessed to be a seminary wife and mother. Our son DeMarco is also attending seminary with Albert. We have a good God. And our sweet girl, Eccles, is at her first semester at TMU. I have two adult children, which will be leaving in Santa Clarita when we leave. How God sustained us at TMS. God in his goodness have prepared me with his strength to face the last 3.5 years here in LA. God is good, and everything he does is good. In his kindness, here are some like great praiseworthy highlights. We have great Bible teaching. I learned so much. Ladies ministry with Donna Shannon has been amazing. Women's ministry certification with Shelby Collins at TMU, and alongside getting my certification with ACBC. And friends have been my biggest blessing. And here at SemWives, I don't think I ever missed one. One semester was at TMU. Don't tell. But other than that, I have been here. I thought I needed to be trained for the future. But as the late R.C. Sproul says, right now counts for forever, because we have a forever. I'm a little nervous, sorry. Ladies, our ministry to bring God glory starts now with those around you, those at your table, in your Bible studies, at your apartment buildings. I learned it was important to memorize scripture. So when the Lord brought the loss of my dad first, then a difficult job, one of the verses that gave me strength was Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall now overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall now be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. In God's goodness, he brought me through a difficult job, which I ended up getting laid off from. Then, when I was looking for a new job with no hope, 7 months, while I was at home, I was able to finish my ACBC certification and spend time with friends. I could see God's goodness even in that period of time. I really enjoy counseling and have so much more to learn. Let me take you to May 13, 2004. I had a great interview that day. I for real thought I was going to get this job. I still was looking for a job, and Albert had a great interview with the church he's candidating with right now. During the interview, he discussed the doctrine of theodicy. I didn't even know that word. which means with suffering and evil. And Albert asks if I could go to a quick walk before we go to ladies' study. I had all my stuff ready to go. And we were two streets away from the apartment when I saw a lizard in the sidewalk. And it was just sitting there. And I thought Albert was going to step on it. But then the lizard turned and ran towards me. I'm not as scared of lizards. I'm not, like, things don't bother me, but I jumped out of reaction. And my third foot caught on the driveway, and I hit my femur. Only no wrist, no ankle, no nothing hit, only my femur. I don't even know how I fell. Like, I think about this every single day. I was like, how do you fall and just, like, straight down? We didn't, so as I fell and only hit my femur, I knew right away I broke something. The pain started in, and Albert called 911. They came within 10 minutes because it's just around the corner. The pain was so intense. Because the femur is the strongest bone in the body, typically it takes a significant amount of force to break it, making my femur from a fall from a lizard, especially with weak bones that we didn't know at the time, incredibly painful and serious. But God gave me the song, He Will Hold Me Fast. In the midst of pain, I sang that to myself. He will hold me fast because my Savior loves me so. Breaking my femur was the most intense pain I ever experienced. As you know, because it's the most painful fracture due to the size and the surrounding muscle. Albert was with me the whole time. In the ambulance, praying and sharing the gospel with the workers. And God, in His goodness, gave me peace. Surprisingly, I didn't even get scared despite the pain. I knew God was with me. He loves me, and whatever He does is good. The pain didn't decrease. It was bad. I was taken into surgery 22 hours later. I didn't even know if I'll wake up in heaven or the waiting room. I really didn't know. And my femur surgery was particularly dangerous because the severity of the fracture, significant blood loss, weak bones, and the risk of infection or complications from the anesthesia, making it a life-threatening procedure. By God's grace, as you know, I didn't wake up in heaven, but God gave me His peace knowing that He was at work. When I started thinking clearly after the surgery, I needed to set my mind on things above. I often told my counselors that. So I searched for sermons on trials and suffering. And so I listened to R.C. Sproul, Understanding Suffering. And he reminded me about the blind man in John 9, who was born blind so that God's work might be displayed in him. Remember the song God brought to me? Because He loves me so. I knew God loved me, and this would bring Him glory, and I trust Him. I stayed in the hospital for 8 days, and I lost a lot of blood in surgery. I went in with 13 hemoglobin of blood. I don't even know medical terms. But after the surgery, I went down to 6.1. At 5.0, people die. So I was like, oh, that's pretty scary. I needed 2 transfusions. I had 52 staples, a rod, screws, and pins placed to my leg. The bone broke in half and in 2 places. I couldn't do anything for a month on my own. And Albert had to help me with everything. Couldn't walk. And when I did learn, I used a walker. I don't know if you guys remember me. I tried not to make any eye contact at the time. And then even the walkers and the items, somebody brought them and picked them up and brought them to us. God was so kind to give me a great doctor who encouraged me to live. I returned to church 3 weeks from the break. And after the fall, using a walker for 2 months, I have my cane. I could walk without it, so if you've ever seen me without it, I technically could, but it's a fall protection. It's been hard, painful, and challenging. Yet, let's go back to Isaiah 43:2. God was always kept me, kept His promises. He loves me. He was with me in the most difficult times. And the blessing of coming to a large church was with the seminary is with all you guys. During the 8 days in the hospital, my friends came. They brought me items. They combed my hair. They cried with me, took pictures, of course, and brought me flowers, cards, and most importantly, love. And it didn't stop there. For 3 months, food, visits came, and is still coming. I'm still in the trial. The pain's still with me. A side note, 6 days after the surgery, I decided only to take Tylenol. I remember a conversation I had with a friend who accidentally had her baby at home. She told me you could breathe through any pain. I didn't want to take any narcotic drugs, so the pain became overwhelming, and I prayed. God was with me. The trial didn't overtake me, and by his help, I was able to work through the pain. In counseling, I learned that you need to weigh the side effects against the help of the drug. Pain was much easier than the side effects. I have a large scar on my leg. I wear shorts. You could see it. It doesn't bother me, though. A rod in my bones, and things are still challenging at times. But I know God is good, and whatever he does is good. In Shelby's Collins class, I wrote 2 messages, one on holding on to hope, not knowing at the time that was for me, and another one on Philippians 12:21. Just take one more step for Christ. That message was for me too. Every day, I need to take one more careful step. I still have osteoporosis, and I could fall again and hurt myself. Philippians 3:12-14 says, not that I have attained this, or I already am perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on to the goal of the prize for the upward call in God in Christ Jesus. My prayer is that you hear my story and you trust God. And you remember that everything he does is good. I read this from my ladies' book that we're studying right now on in our women's study when I got home from the hospital. Still trying to keep my mind on things above. It's a letter from Sarah Edwards to her daughter Esther. My very child, what should I say? A holy and good God has covered us with a dark cloud. Oh, that we might kiss the rod and lay a hand over our mouths. The Lord has done it. He has made me adore his goodness that we had your father for so long. But my God lives, and he has my heart. Oh, what a legacy my husband, your father, has left us. We are all given to God, and there I am to be loved. Your ever affectionate mother, Sarah Edwards. I didn't question my God. He has my heart. And I know that this will bring God glory. I have hard days. I repent yesterday and today and to my husband when needed. And I just move forward to worship our Lord and Savior. Where is God taking us? Well, Albert is candidating at a church in Silicon Valley, California, a small congregation of 70, as an associate pastor. He has already visited the church. I would join him in December. I have no condition to travel. It's hard doing anything. So if they offer him a position, we'll move shortly after. Here are a few things I want to leave with you. 1, the friends that you have in this room are God's goodness to you. Take time to build and maintain these relationships, even when you move. And 2, pray about taking advantage of the opportunity at TMS and GCC. This is a once-in-a-lifetime training and opportunities are at your fingertips. There are many songs that the Lord has brought, and I think my favorite is Christ is Mine Forevermore. And if you watch the video, it's just a person walking with the Lord. I can't walk, skip, or jump, or dance, or walk any faster now. But I know God is good, and wherever he does is good. Thank you, guys.